Singing and Other Sins, a production of Hawaii Public Radio, funded by the Bauer Foundation and supporters like you. Many thanks, member supporters. I'm Gary Hickling. The following program is a memorial tribute to Andre Previn, who died on the 28th of February, 2019, at the age of 89. For those of you not familiar with his wide-ranging talents, suffice it to say that he was a pianist, both jazz and classical, composer, again in all genres, arranger, and conductor. Wikipedia can provide you with a broad range of information about his life. On this program of Singing and Other Sins, we'll explore his art songs and some other sins. Let's begin with the 9-minute work called Sally Chisholm Remembers Billy the Kid. The soprano you'll hear, Barbara Bonney, believes that she's a descendant of Billy the Kid, and so commissioned Previn to write this cycle based on the words of the prostitute, Sally Chisholm, who knew Billy intimately and saw both the good and the bad in him. I think you'll enjoy this work by Previn from 2001.
Such a character as a gentleman, but from beginning to end of a long relationship, in all his persona, pink or blue. Ha!
You're listening to Singing and Other Sins and the Andre Previn Memorial. Barbara Bonney was the soprano and Andre Previn the pianist in his composition Sally Chisholm Remembers Billy the Kid. Since I promised you Other Sins by Previn, let's hear his vocalese for voice, cello, and piano.
Thank you.
That was Andre Previn's vocalese with Barbara Bonney, cellist Sato Knutsen, and Previn playing piano. This is Singing and Other Sins, so let's return to Art Song and the three Dickinson songs that Previn set in 1999. We'll hear As Imperceptibly as Grief, Will There Ever Be a Morning, and Good Morning Midnight.
Good morning.
This is the Singing and Other Sins memorial tribute to André Previn. We just heard his three Dickinson songs performed by Renee Fleming with Previn the pianist. Let's hear Fleming again, this time in I Want Magic, the most famous portion of Previn's A Streetcar Named Desire.
He'll all look so ugly in that light.
Renee Fleming sang I Want Magic from Previn's A Streetcar Named Desire, with James Levine conducting the Metropolitan Opera Orchestra. At the outset, I mentioned Previn's joy and expertise as a jazz pianist, so let's hear him in his version of That Old Black Magic with Sylvia McNair.
That old black magic has me in its spell. That old black magic that you weave so well. Those icy fingers up and down my spine. That same old witchcraft when your eyes meet mine. That same old tingle that I feel inside. And then the elevator starts its ride. And down and down I go, round and round I go, like a leaf that's caught in the tide. I should stay away, but what can I do? I hear your name, and I'm aflame. Aflame with such a burning desire that only your kiss can put out the fire. For you're the lover I have waited for, the mate that fate had me created for. And every time your lips meet mine, spin, loving the spin I'm in, under that old black magic called
Harold Arlen's That Old Black Magic with lyrics by Johnny Mercer. You heard soprano Sylvia McNair, David Fink on bass, and Andre Previn working his magic at the piano. In his early years, Previn had worked as a rehearsal pianist for MGM. When he conducted the Honolulu Symphony Orchestra, in which I was playing, I approached him to ask about working with Lotte Lehmann in her movie, Big City.
Andre Previn speaking on the 14th of April, 1991. Thank you.
Well, you asked me about Lotte Lehmann and the fact that that I worked on a movie that she did, the only one, called Big City at MGM. Well, I was 16 years old at the time. I can't say that I worked with her. I did anything anybody asked. I played the rehearsal piano. I made the occasional orchestration. I did some arranging. Anyway, on this movie, I was the assistant to the music director, a man called George Stoll, and we had a meeting in the producer's office, Joe Pasternak, and there was Lotte Lehmann, and I was overwhelmed. She then began to talk about what she would sing in this movie, and they had the most insane ideas, and I kept getting more and more embarrassed and humiliated. And she wanted to sing a couple of things for them and asked me whether I would accompany, and I had to transpose at sight, which is something that made her very happy, and so that she trusted me for a moment. And then finally, when all the things she had suggested, which, you know, were Strauss and Rolf and all kinds, the producer didn't like anything, and finally she said, well, look, I don't know, do you want me to sing Brahms' Lullaby to Margaret O'Brien? It was in the movie. And Joe Pasternak, the producer, said, of course I want you to sing Brahms' Lullaby. Take that for granted. After all, he said, you made it famous. And at that point, I kind of hid my head under the piano. I only saw her that for about 1 or 2 days. She was a dear lady, but she was utterly out of place. And it was embarrassing for her. And I'm sorry that she was put through that. But she seemed like a terrific lady. I just am sorry that I didn't work with her when she did the Marceline instead of singing in a producer's office in Culver City. But there we are.
Thank you very much.
Let's hear Previn's Diversions for Orchestra, written in 1999. Thank you. From André Previn's Diversions, in a live recording with the Vienna Philharmonic and the composer conducting. We opened this Singing in Other Sins André Previn Memorial Tribute with Sally Chisholm Remembers Billy the Kid, which Previn wrote for soprano Barbara Bonney. We heard it with piano. Let's now enjoy it a second time, but with Previn's orchestra accompaniment. And I often sat. Sally Chisholm Remembers Billy the Kid was performed by Barbara Bonney with Andre Previn conducting the London Symphony Orchestra. I mentioned earlier that we had the privilege of having Andre Previn conduct the Honolulu Symphony Orchestra. The major work on the program was Rachmaninoff's symphonic dances, one of Previn's specialties. But before that, he performed and conducted a Mozart piano concerto with all the elegance and classical restraint one could want. It reinforced my concepts of Previn's range of talents. This has been the Singing and Other Sins Andre Previn Memorial. I'm your host and producer, Gary Hickling. Aloha.